Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Lombard Street, A Description of the Money Market is Walter Bagehot's classic 1873 study of banking, credit, and financial stability in London, written by a journalist, businessman, and editor of The Economist. The book is not a theoretical treatise in the abstract sense, but a practical explanation of how the money market actually works and why it becomes dangerous during panic. Bagehot wrote in the aftermath of the 1866 Overend, Gurney crisis, and his purpose was to clarify the role of the Bank of England when confidence collapses. The book is best known for shaping the modern of the lender of last resort, but its broader value lies in its analysis of liquidity, reserves, public confidence, and the limits of laissez-faire in banking. It remains a foundational text for central banking because it combines historical observation, institutional analysis, and plain language. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why Bagehot argues that the money market cannot safely manage itself. A central claim of the book is that the money market is not self-regulating in the way many classical economists hoped. Bagehot treats banking as a system of interdependence, where one institution's weakness can quickly become everyone's problem. This matters because panic is not just the result of bad assets, it is also the result of collapsing confidence and sudden demands for cash. In that environment, even otherwise sound institutions can be pushed into distress by a shortage of liquidity. Bagehot therefore rejects the idea that market discipline alone is enough in a crisis. His analysis is important because it shifts attention from normal business conditions to emergency conditions, where ordinary rules can fail. The book's practical message is that a modern financial system needs a stabilizing authority capable of intervening when private credit mechanisms freeze. That intervention is not presented as a substitute for prudence, but as a necessary response to systemic fragility. Secondly, the lender of last resort doctrine as Bagehot's most enduring contribution. The most famous part of Lombard Street is Bagehot's formulation of the lender of last resort principle. His advice is straightforward in a panic. The central bank should lend freely, at a high rate of interest, and against good collateral. Each part of that rule serves a purpose. Lending freely stops a panic from spreading through the financial system. A high rate discourages routine dependence on emergency support and reduces moral hazard. Good collateral helps distinguish between institutions with temporary liquidity problems and those that are fundamentally insolvent. Bagehot's importance lies not only in recommending intervention, but in making that intervention conditional and disciplined. He was not advocating unlimited rescue or permanent protection. Instead, he described a crisis tool designed to restore trust while preserving responsibility. This is why the doctrine remained influential long after the specific Victorian setting changed. It gave central banking a practical standard for emergency action that could be debated, refined, and applied in later crises. Thirdly, confidence, transparency, and the psychological side of financial stability. Bagehot understood that banking is built on confidence as much as on balance sheets. Depositors, lenders, and banks all depend on the belief that money will remain available when needed. Once that belief weakens, people act defensively, withdraw funds, and amplify the crisis they fear. The book therefore treats panic as a psychological and institutional event, not merely a mechanical one. Bagehot also links stability to clear communication by the central bank. If emergency lending is necessary, it should be done openly and decisively so that the public understands the system is being supported. This emphasis on transparency is one reason the book still feels modern. It anticipates the idea that central banks do more than supply cash. They also shape expectations. In Bagehot's view, secrecy or hesitation can worsen instability because markets interpret silence as weakness. The result is a theory of crisis management in which credibility is a policy instrument, not just a reputational bonus. Fourthly, how the 1866 Overend, Gurney collapse shaped the book's practical focus. Lombard Street is rooted in a specific historical shock, the collapse of Overend, Gurney & Company in 1866, which triggered panic in London's financial system. Bagehot uses that event as a lens for examining the Bank of England's responsibilities and the structure of the money market. This historical grounding gives the book its distinctive force. Rather than presenting abstract banking principles detached from experience, Bagehot derives policy lessons from a real crisis that exposed the fragility of Victorian finance. He is concerned with what actually happened when confidence broke down, how credit contracted, and why emergency action became unavoidable. The result is a work that is both descriptive and prescriptive. It explains the functioning of a major financial center while also arguing for a specific institutional response to stress. The Overend, Gurney episode matters because it shows that the book was written in direct response to a practical problem, not as a generalized philosophical essay. That immediacy helps explain why the work remains influential in discussions of crisis management. Lastly, what makes Lombard Street relevant and limited for modern readers? The book remains important because it offers a clear framework for thinking about central banking, liquidity crises, and emergency lending. Its language is accessible. Its institutional observations are concrete, and its core insight, that financial systems need a backstop in moments of panic, still shapes modern policy debates. At the same time, the book reflects the Victorian world in which it was written. Bagehot assumed a gold standard environment, a particular structure of the Bank of England, and a banking system very different from today's fiat money economies and global capital markets. That means readers should not treat the book as a complete manual for present-day central banking. Its lasting value lies in the clarity of its principles, not in a one-to-one map of modern institutions. For historians, economists, policymakers, and serious general readers, the book is useful because it reveals the intellectual origins of crisis management. It stands out from other finance books by combining practical instruction, institutional realism, and historical insight in a way that remains readable and analytically sharp. In conclusion, Lombard Street should be read by anyone interested in banking history, central banking, financial crises, monetary policy, or the intellectual foundations of modern economic governance. Policymakers will find it valuable for understanding why emergency liquidity support exists and how it should be disciplined. Economists can use it to trace the early development of lender of last resort thinking and to see how ideas about liquidity, reserves, and confidence became central to financial stability. General readers with an interest in finance will appreciate that Bagehot explains a complex system in direct practical language rather than in heavy theory. What sets the book apart from many later books on banking is its combination of immediacy and durability. It is rooted in one real 19th century panic. Yet its conclusions remain relevant whenever markets lose confidence. It is also unusual in treating communication and public trust as essential parts of monetary management. That broader perspective makes it more than a historical curiosity. It is one of the few finance books that still helps readers understand why central banks exist, what they are supposed to do in emergencies, and why that role remains contested. If you would like to support Walter Bagehot, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.